Now, we got a text at the very, very end of yesterday's show as follows. And it says, question, please, if you can help. I went up to visit the Erigna mining experience yesterday to find all closed down. Very disappointed. Was told that they have no guidance or guidelines as yet to open from Bord Fáilte. Have you any clarity on same? Well, to provide clarity, we're joined by the manager of the Erigna mining experience, which is a very, very popular a tourist attraction, as we well know. Valerie Stenson is on the line. Good morning to you, Valerie.
Good morning, Niall. How are you?
And I think that person is right. You haven't any guidance or guidelines.
None.
Is that it?
None. Absolutely, Niall. None so far. Very, very frustrated at this stage. We had thought over the last 4 weeks that we would have got open kind of from the 5th of July, the 19th of July, and then last Monday, three different opening guidelines that, you know, that were issued at the time. Last one being for indoor dining, and we were sure that we would have been permitted to open under those guidelines. But the real thing, Matt, is that Niall, there's absolutely no clarity, no definitive guidelines for indoor guided tours. That's where we're coming from, you know.
And no timeline, no indication of, you know, you're going to be able to open during the summer season, which is fast coming to a close. Nothing at all.
Nothing at all. Indoor, they're saying really that we're preparing for an outdoor summer really from March, as you know. It's always been, you know, talked about an outdoor summer. But there's 4 weeks left in the season now, and a lot of other attractions that run indoor tours have readapted themselves and kind of gone with self-guided tours. Now, unfortunately, due to the nature of our tour, we cannot do self-guided tours.
Yeah.
You know, so that's where we're caught. Like, we're so, so frustrated. The staff are looking forward to getting up and out again, working, you know. So it's very, very frustrating all around.
Well, I can imagine it must be. And you're losing out on revenue, apart from anything else as well. Much needed revenue.
Absolutely. We're a community-inspired initiative, as you know, Niall. So all our, the four busy months in the year, kind of from June through to the end of August, is so important for us. You know, to build revenue. We're a 12-month attraction. We're open all year round. Like in the last 16 months, Niall, we have been open for 12 weeks.
For 12 weeks?
12 weeks. That's it. We've been closed since the 23rd of December now.
Right, okay. And I mean, is there anybody making the case for you and others like you as to, you know, more indication of what's likely to happen and more clarification? Is there anybody shouting on your behalf at all, Valerie?
Well, in fairness, Fáilte Ireland have been very supportive all along. They take their guidelines from the government. Unfortunately, the guidelines are not clear from the government. There's no definitive guidelines. We don't have a strong lobby group. So as a result, attractions like ourselves are left with no answers. You know, like we opened last summer, Niall, in the beginning of July through to the beginning of October again to the next lockdown at the time. Everything went so well. We had no issues with contact tracing, with all the safety protocols in place, sanitising stations, masks, we went for 2 metre social distancing, and absolutely no issues at all on site. And it went very, very smoothly, and everybody was very happy with how it ran. Like, if people make a decision to come to your attraction, and they know it's an indoor attraction, well, then they feel safe coming to your attraction. That's my point. It's like the indoor dining. If people choose to go to indoor dining, that's great. They, you know, they're happy and they choose to go inside and eat inside. People are choosing to come to us. All we have been doing for the last 4 weeks, Matt, and we have been heavily booked because we opened our booking system each time up to about a month ago. All we've been doing is refunding people and apologising to them for the disappointment.
Right, okay. And I presume people are contacting you like they're contacting us, wondering what's happening and when you are likely to be open again.
Yeah, absolutely. Each day, I'd say 30, 35 calls a day, emails on top of all of that. Will our tour go ahead? It's so, so frustrating. We did contact some local representatives in Roscommon last weekend, but we've heard nothing back from them either.